Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹,
can you please turn with me to several passages in the Bible?
请看几段圣经?
First one's found in Philippians chapter 4.
第一段圣经是腓立比书第四章.
Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12.
腓立比书第四章第十一节至到第十
Verses 11 and 12.
11节和12节.
Please listen as we read.
请听我们读.
Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足。这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样储备战，也知道怎样储丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。
Please turn to Hebrews,
chapter 13. 希伯来书第十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5.
第五节，326页。
There it reads, Let your character be free from the love of money, being content with what you have.
你们全心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为足。
And then turn back, if you will, to the book of 1 Timothy.
请打开提摩太前书,
chapter 6, verses 6 through 9.
第六章,6至9节, 281页。
1 Timothy 6, 6 through 9. But godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment, for we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either.
提摩太前书六章第六节至到第九节，然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了。因为我们没有带到什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食，就当知足。但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网络，为许多无知有害的私欲，叫人沉醉败坏和灭亡足。
And verses 8 and 9, And if we have food and covering with these, we shall be content. But those who want to get rich fall in temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge men into ruin and destruction. And let's turn over back to the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们回到旧约,传道书,
Ecclesiastes, found after the book of Proverbs.
在箴言之后,是旧约的795页。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 9 through 11.
传道书第二章9至11节。
Then I became great, and increased more than all who preceded me in Jerusalem. My wisdom also stood by me, and all that my eyes desired, I did not refuse them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my heart was pleased. Because of all my labor, and this was my reward for all my labor. Thus, I considered all my activities which my hands had done, and the labor which I had exerted, and behold, all was vanity and striving after wind, and there was no profit under the sun.
这样我就日见昌盛，胜过以前在耶路撒冷的众人。我的智慧仍然存留，凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的；我心所落的，我没有禁止不享受的。 因我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐，这就是我从劳碌中所得的份。后来我拆开我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是暴风，在日光之下毫无益处。
Now let's turn our eyes back to the Lord for a moment.
我们一起仰望神。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you indeed are the all-sufficient one.
亲爱的父，我们感谢你，你们就是全足全丰的神。
This morning we do look to you that you would once again provide to us.
我们今早上来到你面前，也都求你继续的供应我们。
That you may be able to nourish our hearts, our souls, our spirits.
並且你能夠餵養我們的心靈。
And guide us as we study through your words.
並且教引導我們，以及當我們一起讀你的話的時候。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我們奉主耶穌基督的名祈禱。
Amen. Amen. We just celebrated the Thanksgiving weekend.
我們剛剛慶祝了感恩節。
Maybe I should say the Thanksgiving holiday.
感恩節。
And I'm wondering what is it that you might be thankful for?
我在想著，你實在能夠為什麼事來感謝神呢？
We live in a land of great prosperity.
我們住在一個非常豐富的社會當中。
In a land where there are many freedoms.
並且有滿足的自由。
So I don't think it's too hard for us to find things to be thankful for.
所以我們或者會難一點來找到應該值得感謝的事情。
But I'm wondering how long this thankfulness really lasts in our hearts.
我一直都在想，我們感恩的心存留在我們的心中有多久。
That is come tomorrow, Monday, start of the work week, school week.
明天就是星期一，就是一個星期工作的開始。
How do your hearts feel?
那你的心會感覺什麼呢？
Is there a lot of anxiety and nervousness?
是不是有很多的焦慮在裡面呢？
There's all these projects that you put off or exams that you're supposed to study for.
你工作的計劃，你讀書。
Are you dreading tomorrow?
你會不會為明天來憂慮呢？
Maybe you're dreading tomorrow because it's just another day of dreariness.
你會不會憂慮明天又是一會又會有各樣的不同的沮喪的事情？
Perhaps you kind of feel like you're in a rut.
或者你會覺得沉悶。
That is, you're stuck and you're just going through the motions day in, day out. What is the meaning of life?
你每一日做不同的事情，好像平時日出日入，會不會覺得是很機械性呢？
I think for many of us, our thankfulness only lasts as long as our feelings.
我們的快樂很多時候都是隨著我們感覺而來的。
I often see this displayed at the dinner table at my home.
我看到我家裡晚餐的桌子。
My children will say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to their mothers for dinner.
我的孩子們都說多謝多謝多謝我母親的預備的晚餐。
I almost always hear four thank yous.
我時時都會聽到四次的多謝。
But as soon as they're done with their first course of their meal, next thing I hear is more.
但當他們吃完第一次的時候，他們說我要再要。
More please.
請給我再多一點。
And then once they're done with that, then they move on to their third course of the meal.
當他們吃完之後，他們又去到第三道菜了。
And what I hear next sometimes is, oh, yuck.
我聽到 yuck.
I'm wondering if this is how we're like before the Lord.
我在思想到我們對神在神面前是不是同樣的。
That we're only thankful for the moment.
我們為著這個現今來感謝。
That as soon as the blessings run out, we start demanding for more.
當我們的祝福好像過去之後，我們又要再多一點。
Or the blessing or the provision that God has for us isn't quite what we want, then we start complaining and murmuring.
如果那個祝福不是我們想像當中的，那我們就向神來埋怨。
I believe that the secret to being thankful is learning to be content.
我相信如果是為真是有這個知足，就能夠可以得到神的祝福。
Thankfulness doesn't lead to contentment.
這個感恩如果我們知足就能夠感恩。
Thankfulness starts with contentment.
這個是如果我們知足就是感恩的開始。
And so it's this topic that I'd like to explore this morning.
所以今早早晨願意同大家一起思想這個問題。
That we may better understand what it is to be content in the Lord.
我們怎樣能夠可以在主裡頭知足。
So that we may truly be able to rest and understand that He is the all-sufficient God.
讓我們能夠可以安靜來到去等候到這個全足全豐的神。
From the reading of these passages, from the epistles of Paul, we see that contentment is not based on circumstances.
剛才我們讀到使徒保羅所寫的 個書信裏頭講到知足唔係在乎我哋嘅所處嘅環境。
Now, Paul went through many hardships.
保羅經過好多嘅苦難。
He faced hunger and thirst.
有苦難，有飢渴。
He was poorly clothed. He was homeless.
有即係冇啊，赤身露體，無家可歸。
Many times he faced exposure to the cold, sleepless nights.
喺出邊冇地方瞓，好凍。
We know that he was lashed five different times.
他曾經被鞭打五次之多。
He was beaten three times.
又被用棍打了三次。
A stone.
被石頭打。
Shipwrecked three times.
又在即船沉船三次。
And even lost out at sea for a day and a half.
亦即在海那裡迷失了一日零半日。
This man knew hardship.
這個真是知道什麼叫艱難。
And yet in spite of all these hardships, he was still able to say that he knew what it meant to be content.
但是在所有經過這些艱難苦難當中，他仍然知道怎樣來知足。
So the other thing that we can see through his writings is that contentment is also not based on riches or even pleasure.
並且從他所其他所寫的書信當中，我們知道知足是不是在乎你有多少的財富。
Many of us today mistake riches and comfort for contentment.
我哋好多時都有個誤會，就話如果我哋舒服或者有錢財，我哋就會滿足啦。
And we get so lost pursuing after these things.
但係當我哋追尋呢啲嘅時候，我哋就失落咗。
You know, I heard this story the other day.
我有一日聽到呢個故事。
I'd like to share with you.
想同大家分享。
It's about a man who loved gold.
講到一個人中意黃金。
And I figure, you know, this story must be about a Chinese man.
所以我想起可能呢個係中國人。
Because everywhere I go, whenever I drive through San Francisco, I pass by restaurants that say Golden Restaurant or Golden Coffee, Golden Donuts.
當我去到中國城嘅時候，時時都睇到啲酒家咧都係用個金字嚟做名嘅。
So there was this man who was a lover of gold.
所以呢個人咧係中意黃金。
Everything that he purchased had gold in it。
所以佢購買嘅任何嘅物件當中咧，都係含有金嘅。
If it didn't have gold in it, then it had the color of gold in it。
如果唔係有真嘅黃金喺當中，最多限度都有黃金嘅樣。
He outfitted his whole house in gold。
所以佢並且佢間屋咧都係用金嚟到包住嘅。
He had yellow walls。
係有黃色嘅牆。
Gold carpets.
金黃色的地氈。
Even his bed sheets were gold.
他的床單是金黃色的。
The pajamas that he wore were gold.
就是睡衣是金黃色的。
The glasses, the frames, they were yellow.
所有的相架都是金黃色的。
One day he got sick.
第一天他病了。
He had contracted yellow jaundice.
他有了一個黃疸病。
And so the doctor came over and spoke to his wife.
所以個醫生來到跟他的妻子說。
And the wife said, well, doctor, what's wrong with him?
太太就問醫生，請問我的丈夫有什麼事呢?
And the doctor said, I don't know, I couldn't find him, I got lost trying to find him.
那個醫生就說，我不知道，我在研究跟你的先生有什麼病，但是我失落了。
That's how it is with us. When we pursue the pleasures of the world, we end up getting lost.
所以當我們追尋這個世界的舒服的時候，我們就失落了。
And instead of finding contentment, we find emptiness.
所以找不到知足，卻是覺得缺乏。
Now, it's just as the writer in Ecclesiastes had penned.
所以好像這個傳道書的作者說，
that all his labor, his pursuit of wisdom, his pursuit of possessions and riches and comfort, they were all in vain.
所以他得到所有的錢財享受，但最後都是覺得是虛空，暴風捉影。
It was like striving after the wind.
是暴風。
Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger said,
美國的以前的外交部長 Henry Kissinger,
To most Americans, tragedy is wanting something very badly and not getting it.
美國人最大的悲劇 就是想追求一些东西但却不得到。
But the worst form of tragedy that most people have had to learn is wanting something very badly, getting it, and then finding it empty.
另外呢有悲劇就是你去追求一些东西你得着了但是才发觉到其实是没用的。
Now, whether it was written 2,500 years ago or something that was just stated maybe 20 years ago.
无论是25年前或者是昨日。
These truths remain.
这个真理仍然存在。
But the pursuit of money and riches, comforts and pleasures do not provide satisfaction.
所以追求金钱财富但却不能够带给你满足。
As we read through these different passages about contentment, I think and as we think about it, we realize that contentment has something to do with being able to find purpose and meaning.
当我们看到这里这么多的经文的时候，我们就发觉到知足。
That we as people want to have significance in our lives.
我们都想是在人生当中是占有一个重要的地位。
So contentment is directly related to morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Can you please turn with me to several passages in the Bible?
请看几段圣经。
First one's found in Philippians chapter 4.
第一处圣经是腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12.
腓立比书第四章第十一节至到第十。
Verses 11 and 12.
十一节同埋十二节。是这本圣经平时我们通用圣经281页
Please listen as we read
请听我们读
Not that I speak from want for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am I know how to get along with humble means and I also know how to live in prosperity in any and every circumstance I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry both of having abundance and suffering need
我并不是因缺乏说这话我无论在什么境况都可以知足这是我已经学会了我知道怎样处卑贱也知道怎样处丰富或饱足或饥饿或有余或缺乏随时随在我都得了秘诀
Please turn to Hebrews
请打开希伯来书第十三章
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5
第五节326页
There it reads, Let your character be free from the love of money, being content with what you have.
你们全心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为足。
And then turn back, if you will, to the book of 1 Timothy.
请打开提摩太前书
Chapter 6, verses 6 through 9
第六章六至九节281页
1 Timothy 6, 6 through 9 But godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment for we have brought nothing into the world so we cannot take anything out of it either
对不起是301页提摩太前书六章第六节至到第九节然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了因为我们没有带到什么到世上来也不能带什么去只要有衣有食就当知足但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑落在网络和许多无知有害的私欲叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中
And verses 8 and 9 And if we have food and covering with these we shall be content But those who want to get rich fall in temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction. Let's turn over back to the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们翻翻去旧约，传道书。
Ecclesiastes found after the book of Proverbs.
在箴言之后，是旧约的795页。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 9 through 11.
传道书第二章九至十一节。
Then I became great and increased more than all who preceded me in Jerusalem. My wisdom also stood by me, and all that my eyes desired, I did not refuse them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my heart was pleased because of all my labor, and this was my reward for all my labor. Thus I considered all my activities which my hands had done, and the labor which I had exerted, and behold, all was vanity and striving after wind, and there was no profit under the sun.
这样我就日渐昌盛，胜过以前在耶路撒冷的众人。我的智慧仍然存留，凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的。我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的，因我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐。这就是我从劳碌中所得的份。后来我拆开我手所经营的一切事，和我劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是暴风。
Now let's turn our eyes back to the Lord for a moment. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you indeed are the all-sufficient one.
亲爱的父，我们感谢你，你就是全足全丰的神。
This morning we do look to you that you would once again provide to us.
我们今早上来到你面前，也都求你继续的供应我们。
That you may be able to nourish our hearts, our souls, our spirits.
并且你能够喂养我们的心灵,
and guide us as we study through your words.
并且引导我们,
in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷,
Amen.
Amen.
We just celebrated the Thanksgiving weekend.
我们刚刚庆祝了感恩节,
maybe I should say the Thanksgiving holiday.
感恩节.
And I'm wondering what is it that you might be thankful for?
我在想,你实在能够为什么事来感谢神呢?
We live in a land of great prosperity.
我们住在一个非常丰富的社会当中。
In a land where there are many freedoms.
并且有满足的自由。
So I don't think it's too hard for us to find things to be thankful for.
所以我们或者会难一些,来找到应该值得感谢的事情。
But I'm wondering how long this thankfulness really lasts in our hearts.
我一直都在想,我们感恩的心存留在我们的心中有多久?
That is, come tomorrow, Monday, start of the work week, school week.
明天就是星期一,就是一个星期工作的开始。
How do your hearts feel?
那你的心会感觉什么呢?
Is there a lot of anxiety and nervousness?
是不是有很多的焦虑在里面呢?
There's all these projects that you've put off, or exams that you're supposed to study for.
你工作的计划,你读书,
are you dreading tomorrow?
你会不会为明天来忧虑呢?
Maybe you're dreading tomorrow because it's just another day of dreariness.
你会不会忧虑明天又会有各样的不同的沮丧的事情?
Perhaps you kind of feel like you're in a rut.
或者你会觉得
That is, you're stuck and you're just going through the motions day in, day out. What is the meaning of life?
你每一天做不同的事情,好像平时日出日入,会不会觉得是很机械性呢?
I think for many of us, our thankfulness only lasts as long as our feelings.
我们的快乐,很多时都是随着我们感觉而来的。
I often see this displayed at the dinner table at my home.
我看到我 家晚餐的桌子,
my children will say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to their mothers for dinner.
我的孩子们都说多谢多谢多谢我母亲的预备的晚餐.
I almost always hear four thank yous.
我时时都会听到四次的多谢.
But as soon as they're done with their first course of their meal, next thing I hear is more.
但当他们吃完第一次的时候，他们说 我要再要,
more please.
请给我再多些.
And then once they're done with that, then they move on to their third course of the meal.
当他们吃完之后,他们又去到第三道菜了.
And then what I hear next sometimes is, oh, yuck.
我听到, yuck.
I'm wondering if this is how we're like before the Lord.
我在思想到,我们在神面前是不是同样的?
That we're only thankful for the moment.
我们为着这个现金来感谢.
That as soon as the blessings run out, we start demanding for more.
当我们的祝福好像过去之后,我们又要再多些.
Or the blessing or the provision that God has for us isn't quite what we want, then we start complaining and murmuring.
如果嗰個祝福唔係我哋想象當中嘅，咁我哋就向神嚟埋怨。
I believe that the secret to being thankful is learning to be content.
我相信如果係為真係有呢個知足，就能夠可以得到神嘅祝福。
Thankfulness doesn't lead to contentment.
呢個感恩如果我哋知足就能夠感恩。
Thankfulness starts with contentment.
呢個係。如果我们知足就是感恩的开始。
And so it's this topic that I'd like to explore this morning.
所以今早早晨愿意同大家一起思想这个问题。
That we may better understand what it is to be content in the Lord.
我们怎样能够可以在主里头知足。
So that we may truly be able to rest and understand that He is the all-sufficient God.
让我们能够可以安静来去等候到这个全足全丰的神。
From the reading of these passages from the epistles of Paul, we see that contentment is not based on circumstances.
剛才我們讀到使徒保羅所寫的個書信裡頭講到知足不是在乎我們所處的環境。
Now, Paul went through many hardships.
保羅經過很多的苦難。
He faced hunger and thirst.
有苦難有飢渴。
He was poorly clothed. He was homeless.
有即系无啊赤身露体，无家可归。
Many times he faced exposure to the cold, sleepless nights.
喺出边冇地方瞓，好冻。
We know that he was lashed five different times.
佢曾经被鞭打五次之多。
He was beaten three times.
又被用棍打咗三次。
Stone.
被石头打。
Shipwrecked three times.
又喺即系船沉船三次。
And even lost out at sea for a day and a half.
亦即喺海嗰度迷失咗一日零半日。
This man knew hardship.
呢个真系知道咩叫艰难。
And yet, in spite of all these hardships, he was still able to say.But he knew what it meant to be content.
但是在所有经过这些艰难苦难当中，他仍然知道怎样来知足。
So the other thing that we can see through his writings is that contentment is also not based on riches or even pleasure.
并且从他所其他所写的书信当中，我们知道知足是不是在乎你有几多的财富。
Well, many of us today mistake riches and comfort for contentment.
我哋好多時都有個誤會，就係如果我哋舒服或者有錢財，我哋就會滿足啦。
And we get so lost pursuing after these things.
但係當我哋追尋呢啲嘅時候，我哋就失落咗。
You know, I heard this story the other day.
我有一日聽到呢個故事。
I'd like to share with you.
想同大家分享。
It's about a man who loved gold.
講到一個人中意黃金。
I figure, you know, this story must be about a Chinese man.
所以我想起，可能呢個係中國人。
Because everywhere I go, whenever I drive through San Francisco, I pass by restaurants that say Golden Restaurant or Golden Coffee, Golden Donuts.
當我去到中國城嘅時候，時時都睇到啲酒家咧，都係用個金字嚟做名嘅。
So there was this man who was a lover of gold.
所以呢個人咧係中意黃金。
Everything that he purchased had gold in it.
所以佢購買嘅任何嘅物件當中都係含有金嘅。
If it didn't have gold in it, then it had the color of gold in it.
如果唔係有真嘅黃金喺當中，最多限度都有黃金嘅樣。
He outfitted his whole house in gold.
所以佢並且佢間屋咧都係用金嚟到包住嘅。
He had yellow walls.
係有黃色嘅牆。
Gold carpets.
金黃色嘅地氈。
Even his bed sheets were gold.
佢個床單都係金黃色嘅。
The pajamas that he wore were gold.
就係睡衣都係金黃色嘅。
The glasses, the frames, they were yellow.
所有嗰啲相架咧都係金黃色嘅。
One day he got sick.
第一日佢病咗。
He had contracted yellow jaundice.
佢有咗個黃疸病。
And so the doctor came over and spoke to his wife.
所以個醫生嚟到同佢嘅妻子話。
And the wife said, "Well, doctor, what's wrong with him?"
個
太太就问医生，请问我个丈夫有咩事呢？
The doctor said, I don't know, I couldn't find him, I got lost trying to find him.
那个医生就说，我不知道，我在研究跟你的先生有什么病，但是我失落了。
That's how it is with us. When we pursue the pleasures of the world, we end up getting lost.
所以我们当我们追寻这个世界的舒服的时候，我们就失落了。
And instead of finding contentment, we find emptiness.
所以找不到知足，却是觉得缺乏。
Now, it's just as the writer in Ecclesiastes had penned.
所以好似这个传道书的作者说，
that all his labor, his pursuit of wisdom, his pursuit of possessions and riches and comfort, they were all in vain.
所以他得到所有的钱财享受，但是最后都是觉得是虚空，暴风逐影。
It was like striving after the wind.
是暴风。
Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger said,
美国的以前的外交部长 Henry Kissinger,
to most Americans, tragedy is wanting something very badly and not getting it.
美国人最大的悲剧就是想追求一些东西，但是却不得到。
But the worst form of tragedy that most people have had to learn is wanting something very badly, getting it, and then finding it empty.
另外呢，有悲劇就是你去追求一些東西，你得著了，但是才發覺到其實是沒用的。
Now, whether it was written 2,500 years ago or something that was just stated maybe 20 years ago.
無論是25年前或者是昨日。
These truths remain.
這個真理仍然存在。
But the pursuit of money and riches, comforts and pleasures do not provide satisfaction.
所以追求金錢財富，但卻不能夠帶給你滿足。
As we read through these different passages about contentment, I think as we think about it, we realize that contentment has something to do with being able to find purpose and meaning.
當我們看到這裡這麼多的經文的時候，我們就發覺到知足。
That we as people want to have significance in our lives.
我们都想是在人生当中是占有一个重要的地位。
So contentment is directly related to. Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Can you please turn with me to several passages in the Bible?
请看几段圣经。
First one's found in Philippians chapter 4.
第一处圣经是腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12.
腓立比书第四章第十一节至到第十。
Verses 11 and 12.
十一节同埋十二节。是这本圣经平时我们通用圣经281页。
Please listen as we read.
请听我们读。
Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。
Please turn to Hebrews,
请打开希伯来书第十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5.
第五节，326页。
There it reads, Let your character be free from the love of money, being content with what you have.
你们全心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为足。
And then turn back, if you will, to the book of 1 Timothy.
请打开提摩太前书。
Chapter 6, verses 6 through 9.
第六章六至九节，281页。
1 Timothy 6, 6 through 9. But godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment, for we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either.
对不住，是308页，提摩太前书六章第六节至第九节，然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了，因为我们没有带到什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食就当知足。但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网络，为许多无知有害的私欲，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
And verses 8 and 9, and if we have food and covering, with these we shall be content. But those who want to get rich fall in temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction. And let's turn over back to the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们翻翻去旧约，传道书。
Ecclesiastes, found after the book of Proverbs.
在箴言之后，是旧约的795页。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 9 through 11.
传道书第二章9至11节。
Then I became great and increased more than all who preceded me in Jerusalem. My wisdom also stood by me, and all that my eyes desired, I did not refuse them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my heart was pleased.Because of all my labor, and this was my reward for all my labor. Thus, I considered all my activities which my hands had done, and the labor which I had exerted, and behold, all was vanity and striving after wind, and there was no profit under the sun.
这样我就日见昌盛，胜过以前在耶路撒冷的众人。我的智慧仍然存留，凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的；我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的。因我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐，这就是我从劳碌中所得的份。后来我察看我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是暴风，在日光之下毫无益处。
Now let's turn our eyes back to the Lord for a moment.
我们一起仰望神。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you indeed are the all-sufficient one.
亲爱的父，我们感谢你，你就是全足全丰的神。
This morning we do look to you that you would once again provide to us.
我们今朝早上来到你面前，也都求你继续的供应我们。
That you may be able to nourish our hearts, our souls, our spirits.
并且你能够喂养我们的心灵。
And guide us as we study through your words.
并且教引导我们，以及当我们一起读你的话的时候。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷，阿门。
We just celebrated the Thanksgiving weekend.
我哋啱啱慶祝咗感恩節。
Maybe I should say the Thanksgiving holiday.
感恩節。
And I'm wondering what is it that you might be thankful for.
我喺度諗緊，你實在能夠為咩事嚟到感謝神咧？
We live in a land of great prosperity.
我哋住咗一個非常豐富嘅社會當中。
In a land where there are many freedoms.
並且有滿足嘅自由。
So I don't think it's too hard for us to find things to be thankful for.
所以我哋或者会难一啲嚟到揾到应该值得感谢嘅事情。
But I'm wondering how long this thankfulness really lasts in our hearts.
我一直都喺度谂，我哋感恩嘅心存留喺我哋嘅心中咗几耐
？That is, come tomorrow, Monday, start of the work week, school week.
明日就系星期一，就系一个星期工作嘅开始。
How do your hearts feel?
咁你嘅心會感覺啲咩咧
？Is there a lot of anxiety and nervousness？
係咪有好多嘅焦慮喺入邊咧
？There's all these projects that you've put off or exams that you're supposed to study for。
你工作嘅計劃，你讀書。
Are you dreading tomorrow？
你會唔會為聽日嚟到憂慮咧
？Maybe you're dreading tomorrow because it's just another day of dreariness。
你會唔會憂慮聽日又係一會又會有各樣嘅唔同嘅沮喪嘅事情
？Perhaps you kind of feel like you're in a rut，
或者你會覺得沉悶。
That is you're stuck and you're just going through the motions day in day out. What is the meaning of life？
你每一日做唔同嘅事情，好似平時日出日入，會唔會覺得係好機械性咧
？I think for many of us, our thankfulness only lasts as long as our feelings.
我哋嘅快樂好多時都係隨著我哋感覺而嚟嘅。
I often see this displayed at the dinner table at my home.
我睇到我屋企晚餐嘅桌子。
My children will say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to their mothers for dinner.
我嘅孩子们都话多谢多谢多谢我母亲嘅预备嘅晚餐。
I almost always hear 4 thank yous.
我时时都会听到四次嘅多谢。
But as soon as they're done with their first course of their meal, next thing I hear is more.
但当佢哋食完第一次嘅时候，佢哋话我要再要。
More please.
请俾我再多啲。
And then once they're done with that, then they move on to their third course of the meal.
当佢哋食完之后，佢哋又去到第三道菜啦。
And then what I hear next sometimes is, oh yuck.
我听到 yuck.
I'm wondering if this is how we are like before the Lord.
我喺度思想到，我哋对神喺到神面前系咪同样嘅
？That we're only thankful for the moment.
我哋为咗呢个现今嚟到感谢。
That as soon as the blessings run out, we start demanding for more.
当我哋嘅祝福好似过去之后，我哋又要再多啲。
Or the blessing or the provision that God has for us isn't quite what we want, then we start complaining and murmuring.
如果嗰个祝福唔系我哋想象当中嘅，咁我哋就向神嚟埋怨。
I believe that the secret to being thankful is learning to be content.
我相信如果系为真系有呢个知足，就能够可以得到神嘅祝福。
Thankfulness doesn't lead to contentment.
呢个感恩。如果我哋知足就能够感恩。
Thankfulness starts with contentment.
呢个系如果我哋知足就是感恩嘅开始。
And so it's this topic that I'd like to explore this morning.
所以今朝早晨愿意同大家一齐思想呢个问题。
That we may better understand what it is to be content in the Lord.
我哋点样能够可以喺主里头知足
？So that we may truly be able to rest and understand that He is the all-sufficient God.
由我哋能够可以安静嚟到去等候到呢个全足全丰嘅神。
From the reading of these passages, from the epistles of Paul, we see that contentment is not based on circumstances.
头先我哋读到使徒保罗所写嘅个书信里头，讲到知足唔系在乎我哋嘅所处嘅环境。
Now, Paul went through many hardships.
保罗经过好多嘅苦难。
He faced hunger and thirst.
有苦难，有饥渴。
He was poorly clothed. He was homeless.
有即系无赤身露体，无家可归。
Many times he faced exposure to the cold, sleepless nights.
喺出边冇地方瞓，好冻。
We know that he was lashed five different times.
他曾经被鞭打五次之多。
He was beaten three times.
又被用棍打了三次。
Stone.
被石头打。
Shipwrecked three times.
又在沉船三次。
And even lost out at sea for a day and a half.
而且在海那里迷失了一日零半日。
This man knew hardship.
这个真是知道什么叫艰难。
And yet, in spite of all these hardships, he was still able to say that he knew what it meant to be content.
但在所有经过这些艰难苦难当中，他仍然知道怎样来到知足。
So the other thing that we can see through his writings is that contentment is also not based on riches or even pleasure.
并且从他其他所写的书信当中，我们知道知足是不是在乎你有多少的财富。
Well, many of us today mistake riches and comfort for contentment.
我哋好多时都有个误会，就话如果我哋舒服或者有钱财，我哋就会满足啦。
And we get so lost pursuing after these things.
但系当我哋追寻呢啲嘅时候，我哋就失落咗。
You know, I heard this story the other day.
我有一日听到呢个故事
，I'd like to share with you.
想同大家分享。
It's about a man who loved gold.
讲到一个人中意黄金。
I figure, you know, this story must be about a Chinese man.
所以我想起，可能呢个系中国人。
Because everywhere I go, whenever I drive through San Francisco, I pass by restaurants that say Golden restaurant or golden coffee, golden donuts.
當我去到中國城嘅時候，時時都睇到啲酒家咧，都係用個金字嚟做名嘅。
So there was this man who was a lover of gold.
所以呢個人咧係中意黃金。
Everything that he purchased had gold in it.
所以佢購買嘅任何嘅物件當中咧，都係含有金嘅。
If it didn't have gold in it, then it had the color of gold in it.
如果唔係有真嘅黃金喺當中，最多限度都有黃金嘅樣。
He outfitted his whole house in gold.
所以佢並且佢間屋咧都係用金嚟到包住嘅。
He had yellow walls.
係有黃色嘅牆。
Gold carpets.
金黃色嘅地氈。
Even his bed sheets were gold.
佢個床單都係金黃色嘅。
The pajamas that he wore were gold.
就是睡衣都是金黄色的。
The glasses, the frames, they were yellow.
所有的相架都是金黄色的。
One day he got sick.
第一天他病了。
He had contracted yellow jaundice.
他有了一个黄疸病。
And so the doctor came over and spoke to his wife.
所以个医生来到跟他的妻子说。
And the wife said, well, doctor, what's wrong with him?
个太太就问医生，请问我的丈夫有什么事呢？
The doctor said, I don't know, I couldn't find him. I got lost trying to find him.
那個醫生就說，我不知道，我在研究跟你的先生有什麼病，但是我失落了。
That's how it is with us. When we pursue the pleasures of the world, we end up getting lost.
所以我們當我們追尋這個世界的舒服的時候，我們就失落了。
And instead of finding contentment, we find emptiness.
所以找不到知足，卻是覺得缺乏。
No, it's just as the writer in Ecclesiastes had penned.
所以好似呢個傳道書嘅作者話
that all his labor, his pursuit of wisdom, his pursuit of possessions and riches and comfort, they were all in vain.
所以佢得到所有嘅錢財享受，但係最後都係覺得係虛空，暴風作影。
It was like striving after the wind.
係暴風。
Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger said,
美國的以前的外交部長 Henry Kissinger,
To most Americans, tragedy is wanting something very badly and not getting it.
美國人最大的悲劇就是想追求一些東西但是卻不得到。
But the worst form of tragedy that most people have had to learn is wanting something very badly, getting it,and then finding it empty.
另外呢又有悲劇就是你去追求一些東西你得著了但是才發覺到其實是沒用的。
Now, whether it was written 2500 years ago or something that was just stated maybe 20 years ago.
無論是25年前或者是昨日。
These truths remain.
這個真理仍然存在。
But the pursuit of money and richescomforts and pleasures do not provide satisfaction.
所以追求金錢財富，但卻唔能夠帶俾你滿足。
As we read through these different passages about contentment, I think and as we think about it, we realize that contentment has something to do with being able to find purpose and meaning.
當我哋睇到呢度咁多嘅經文嘅時候，我哋就發覺到知足。
That we as people want to have significance in our lives.
我哋都想係喺人生當中係佔有一個重要嘅地位。
So contentment is directly related to morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Can you please turn with me to several passages in the Bible?
請睇幾段聖經。
First one's found in Philippians chapter 4.
第一段聖經係腓立比書第四章。
Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12.
腓立比書第四章第十一節至到第十
verses 11 and 12.
十一節同埋十二節係呢本聖經，平時我哋通用聖經281頁。
Please listen as we read.
請聽我哋讀。
Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am.I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在我都得了秘诀。
Please turn to Hebrews,
请打开希伯来书第十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5.
第五节，326页。
There it reads, Let your character be free from the love of money, being content with what you have.
你们全心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为足。
And then turn back, if you will, to the book of 1 Timothy.
请打开提摩太前书。
Chapter 6, verses 6 through 9.
第六章六至九节，281页。
First Timothy 6, 6 through 9. But godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment, for we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either.
对不起，是301页啊。提摩太前书六章第六节至到第九节，然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了，因为我们没有带到什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食就当知足。但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗，为许多无知有害的私欲，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
And verses 8 and 9, And if we have food and covering with these, we shall be content. But those who want to get rich fall in temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction. And let's turn over back to the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们翻翻去旧约，传道书。
Ecclesiastes, found after the book of Proverbs.
在箴言之后。是旧约的795页。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 9 through 11.
传道书第二章9至11节。
Then I became great, and increased more than all who preceded me in Jerusalem. My wisdom also stood by me, and all that my eyes desired, I did not refuse them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my heart was pleased because of all my labor, and this was my reward for all my labor.Thus, I considered all my activities which my hands had done and the labor which I had exerted, and behold, all was vanity and striving after wind, and there was no profit under the sun.
这样我就日渐昌盛，胜过以前在耶路撒冷的众人。我的智慧仍然存留，凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的；我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的，因我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐。这就是我从劳碌中所得的份。后来我拆开我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是暴风，在日光之下毫无益处。
Now let's turn our eyes back to the Lord for a moment.
我们一起仰望神。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you indeed are the all-sufficient one.
亲爱的父，我们感谢你，你的手是全足全丰的神。
This morning we do look to you that you would once again provide to us.
我们今早上来到你面前，也都求你继续的供应我们。
That you may be able to nourish our hearts, our souls, our spirits.
并且你能够喂养我们的心灵。
And guide us as we study through your words.
并且教引导我们，以及当我们一起读你的话的时候。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
Amen. Amen.We just celebrated the Thanksgiving weekend.
我们刚刚庆祝了感恩节。
Maybe I should say the Thanksgiving holiday.
感恩节。
And I'm wondering what is it that you might be thankful for?
我在想着，你实在能够为什么事来感谢神呢？
We live in a land of great prosperity.
我们住在一个非常丰富的社会当中。
In a land where there are many freedoms.
并且有满足的自由。
So I don't think it's too hard for us to find things to be thankful for.
所以我哋或者会难一啲嚟到揾到应该值得感谢嘅事情。
But I'm wondering how long this thankfulness really lasts in our hearts.
我一直都
諗我哋感恩嘅心存留喺我哋嘅心中咗幾耐。
That is come tomorrow, Monday, start of the work week, school week.
明日就係星期一，就係一個星期工作嘅開始。
How do your hearts feel?
咁你嘅心會感覺啲咩咧？
Is there a lot of anxiety and nervousness?
係咪有好多嘅焦慮喺入邊咧？
There's all these projects that you've put off or exams that you're supposed to study for.
你工作嘅計劃，你讀書。
Are you dreading tomorrow?
你會唔會為聽日嚟到憂慮咧？
Maybe you're dreading tomorrow because it's just another day of dreariness.
你會唔會憂慮聽日又係一會又會有各樣嘅唔同嘅沮喪嘅事情
？Perhaps you kind of feel like you're in a rut.
或者你會覺得沉悶
？That is, you're stuck and you're just going through the motions day in day out. What is the meaning of life?
你每一日做唔同嘅事情，好似平時日出日入，會唔會覺得係好機械性咧
？I think for many of us, our thankfulness only lasts as long as our feelings.
我哋嘅快樂好多時都係隨著我哋感覺而嚟嘅。
I often see this displayed at the dinner table at my home.
我睇到我屋企晚餐嘅桌子。
My children will say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to their mothers for dinner.
我嘅孩子們都話多謝多謝多謝我母親嘅預備嘅晚餐。
I almost always hear 4 thank yous.
我時時都會聽到四次嘅多謝。
But as soon as they're done with their first course of their meal, next thing I hear is more.
但當佢哋食完第一次嘅時候，佢哋話我要再要
more please.
請俾我再多啲。
And then once they're done with that, then they move on to their third course of the meal.
當佢哋食完之後，佢哋又去到第三道菜啦。
And then what I hear next sometimes is, oh yuck.
我聽到 yuck.
I'm wondering if this is how we're like before the Lord.
我喺度思想到，我哋對神喺到神面前係咪同樣嘅
？That we're only thankful for the moment.
我哋為著呢個現今嚟到感謝。
That as soon as the blessings run out, we start demanding for more.
當我哋嘅祝福好似過去之後，我哋又要再多啲。
Or the blessing or the provision that God has for us isn't quite what we want, then we start complaining and murmuring.
如果嗰個祝福唔係我哋想象當中嘅，咁我哋就向神嚟埋怨。
I believe that the secret to being thankful is learning to be content.
我相信如果係為真係有呢個知足，就能夠可以得到神嘅祝福。
Thankfulness doesn't lead to contentment.
呢個感恩如果我哋知足就能夠感恩。
Thankfulness starts with contentment.
呢個係如果我哋知足就是感恩嘅開始。
And so it's this topic that I'd like to explore this morning.
所以今朝早晨願意同大家一齊思想呢個問題。
That we may better understand what it is to be content in the Lord.
我哋點樣能夠可以喺主裏頭知足
？So that we may truly be able to rest and understand that He is the all-sufficient God.
讓我哋能夠可以安靜嚟到去等候到呢個全足全豐嘅神。
From the reading of these passages from the epistles of Paul, we see that contentment is not based on circumstances.
頭先我哋讀到使徒保羅所寫嘅個書信裏頭講到知足唔係在乎我哋嘅所處嘅環境。
Now, Paul went through many hardships.
保羅經過好多嘅苦難。
He faced hunger and thirst.
有苦難有飢渴。
He was poorly clothed. He was homeless.
有即係無赤身露體，無家可歸。
Many times he faced exposure to the cold, sleepless nights.
喺出邊冇地方瞓，好凍。
We know that he was lashed five different times.
佢曾經被鞭打五次之多。
He was beaten three times.
又被用棍打咗三次。
Stone.
被石頭打。
Shipwrecked three times.
又喺即係船沉船三次。
And even lost out at sea for a day and a half.
亦即喺海嗰度迷失咗一日零半日。
This man knew hardship.
呢個真係知道咩叫艱難。
And yet, in spite of all these hardships, he was still able to say that he knew what it meant to be content.
但喺所有經過呢啲艱難苦難當中，佢仍然知道點樣嚟到知足。
So the other thing that we can see through his writings is that contentment is also not based on riches or even pleasure.
並且從佢所其他所所寫嘅書信當中，我哋知道知足係唔係在乎你有幾多嘅財富。
Many of us today mistake riches and comfort for contentment.
我哋好多時都有個誤會，就話如果我哋舒服或者有錢財，我哋就會滿足啦。
And we get so lost pursuing after these things.
但係當我哋追尋呢啲嘅時候，我哋就失落咗。
You know, I heard this story the other day.
我有一日聽到呢個故事。
I'd like to share with you.
想同大家分享。
It's about a man who loved gold.
講到一個人鍾意黃金。
I figure, you know, this story must be about a Chinese man.
所以我想起可能呢個係中國人。
Because everywhere I go, whenever I drive through San Francisco, I pass by restaurants that say golden restaurant or golden coffee, golden donuts.
當我去到中國城嘅時候，時時都睇到啲酒家咧，都係用個金字嚟到做名嘅。
So there was this man who was a lover of gold.
所以呢個人咧係中意黃金。
Everything that he purchased had gold in it.
所以佢購買嘅任何嘅物件當中咧，都係含有金嘅。
If it didn't have gold in it, then it had the color of gold in it.
如果唔係有真嘅黃金喺當中，最多限度都有黃金嘅樣。
He outfitted his whole house in gold.
所以佢並且佢間屋咧都係用金嚟到包住嘅。
He had yellow walls.
係有黃色嘅牆。
Gold carpets.
金黃色嘅地氈。
Even his bed sheets were gold.
佢個床單都係金黃色嘅。
The pajamas that he wore were gold.
就係睡衣都係金黃色嘅。
The glasses, the frames, they were yellow.
所有嗰啲相架咧都係金黃色嘅。
One day he got sick.
第一日佢病咗。
He had contracted yellow jaundice.
佢有咗個黃疸病。
And so the doctor came over and spoke to his wife.
所以個醫生嚟到同佢嘅妻子話。
And the wife said, "Well, doctor, what's wrong with him?"
個太太就問醫生：請問我個丈夫有咩事咧？
The doctor said, "I don't know. I couldn't find him. I got lost trying to find him."
嗰個醫生就話：我唔知啊，我喺度研究緊你個先生有啲咩病，但係我失落咗。
That's how it is with us. When we pursue the pleasures of the world, we end up getting lost.
所以我哋當我哋追尋呢個世界嘅舒服嘅時候，我哋就失落咗。
And instead of finding contentment, we find emptiness.
所以揾唔到知足，卻係覺得缺乏。
No, it's just as the writer in Ecclesiastes had penned.
所以好似呢個傳道書嘅作者話
that all his labor, his pursuit of wisdom, his pursuit of possessions and riches and comfort, they were all in vain.
所以佢得到所有嘅錢財享受，但係最後都係覺得係虛空，暴風捉影。
It was like striving after the wind.
係暴風。
Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger said,
美國嘅以前嘅外交部長 Henry Kissinger,
to most Americans, tragedy is wanting something very badly and not getting it.
美國人最大嘅悲劇就係想追求一啲嘢，但係卻唔得到。
But the worst form of tragedy that most people have had to learn is wanting something very badly, getting it.And then finding it empty.
另外咧，有悲劇就係你去追求一啲嘢，你得著啦，但係先至發覺到其實係冇用嘅。
Now, whether it was written 2,500 years ago or something that was just stated maybe 20 years ago.
無論係25年前或者係昨日。
These truths remain.
呢個真理仍然存在。
But the pursuit of money and riches.Comforts and pleasures do not provide satisfaction.
所以追求金錢財富，但卻唔能夠帶俾你滿足。
As we read through these different passages about contentment, I think we, and as we think about it, we realize that contentment has something to do with being able to find purpose and meaning.
當我哋睇到呢度咁多嘅經文嘅時候，我哋就發覺到知足。
That we as people want to have significance in our lives.
我哋都想係喺人生當中係佔有一個重要嘅地位。
So contentment is directly related to